It's time for High Plains Public Radio's weekly program, Growing on the High Plains. Here's Skip.
This being the week of Father's Day, I thought I might look back on my own father's life and share some of the wit and wisdom that came out of the mouth of Dad and has stayed in my heart for some time now. Daddy came from a rather rowdy bunch that included sharecroppers, bootleggers, oil field workers, and even a convict or two. I knew his mother's side of the family came from Kentucky and his father's from Arkansas, but when I asked him one time about our family roots, he said, "I think we came over to Georgia with James Oglethorpe's poor debtors colony because that's what we've been for a long time." As a boy, he herded sheep for 25 cents a day during the Great Depression of the 1930s, and later worked with his father on drilling rigs in Oklahoma and Texas. In a time filled with hard times, he and his family took any work that was available. They were the Okies that stayed, rather than make Steinbeck's long flight to California, and my dad's family often repeated some dark humor from those dark days. "You know how to tell a rich Okie from a poor Okie, don't you? Well, the rich Okie has two mattresses on the top of the car." In later years, when I was faced with some life choices of my own, he told me, "Don't ever say you won't pick cotton because you don't know how hungry you'll get." During a decade of having little, my dad would jokingly refer to someone who was tight-fisted with money as being the kind of guy who would sell you cheese that had been sliced so thin there was only one side to the slice. Perhaps it was those hungry years that led to one of my dad's favorite sayings when ordering in a restaurant. "Give me a piece of that pie over there and make it about as big as the size of a horse's lip from his eyes down." In World War II, my dad hit the beach with the third wave at Iwo Jima. In a battle that is known for a casualty rate of 2/3, Daddy would only say, "We hit the beach and started running. The man on the right went down, and the man on the left went down, and I kept running." His service entitled him to a college education through the GI Bill, and he completed a degree in pharmacy. For the next 50 years, he worked in a small-town drugstore, first as a clerk and then as an owner. During that time, he became a legend in the community. He tended to the sick and healthy, kept the cost of coffee, cokes, ice cream cones, and a song on the jukebox to a nickel through all those years, and made the sublet drug the place to go for anything you needed. He'd greet his customers with a big smile and the following patter: "Oh, I'm so glad for you to see me. Come over here because I've got something you're going to need. It's good for colds and molds and sore foot soles, and it'll do you a whole lot of good besides helping you." One of the last bits of verbal wisdom my dad gave me occurred in my garden as I was weeding and he was sitting on a bench sharpening garden tools. I told him I'd go to the house and get a knife so we could cut some asparagus for supper. He put up a hand to stop me, then slowly pulled out his well-used pocket knife. As he handed it to me, he said, "Skipper, most of the problems in your life have occurred because you don't carry a pocket knife." Daddy died in the year 2000, and he took with him his wit and wisdom and a piece of my heart. But he left behind his pocket knife to help keep me prepared for whatever might be coming my way.
Growing on the High Plains is a production of High Plains Public Radio. It's written and narrated by Skip Mancini, and it's produced by Brian Burrell. To hear more Growing on the High Plains, visit hppr.org.